I'm Sarah Bishop.
And I'm Jeremy Mullis.
And this is
Adventures in Wine Tasting,
the unofficial companion podcast to the 2023 Wine Advent Calendar from Costco, where every night is Wine Night until December 25th.
So drunk on Christmas, making merry by yourself with a paper bag.
It's December 4th.
Oh, man.
Just 20 more days until Christmas today.
Or is it 21 days?
After today.
Off by one errors. Good Lord.
And then it's Christmas.
Do we have anyone else here with us?
We do. Kyla and Lewis, they're still here.
They're still here.
They got snowed in.
Turn this weekend
they
down.
They have to just stay.
It does look like they are starting to get the roads cleared up, so we should get some wine in these two and let them get on their way.
I know they like wine with their scrambled eggs and bacon in the morning, so it's time to just pour it out.
Lewis, do you want to pull out wine number 4?
Yeah.
Oh.
So we're looking at the Let Good Be. This is
a red blend from Sicily. Made with organic grapes.
Yeah, okay. That's so now you've already said about half of what I was going to say about it.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
This is the Let Good Be. It's a red blend. It is an organically grown, pesticide-free red blend from the Isle of Sicily, which, as many of you know, is in Italy. They got volcanic soil there. Let's check it out. I don't know what the varietals are. I didn't do enough research. But I think this is going to be wine.
It's red ones.
It's going to be red wine, red varietals. There's going to be alcohol in it.
I heard it was made using sustainable winemaking practices.
Yeah, I mean, I guess I should have planned more to say about it.
It's early. Your coffee hasn't kicked in.
It's early, yeah.
Straight from coffee to wine.
They're saying it's easy drinking. We can cut some of this out.
Where are you finding this information? Is all of this information about the wines available online?
It is.
Yeah, Sarah put a link in the show notes. Yeah.
So you can research them.
But they honestly, it's a little more, the information they provide, in my opinion, is a little more, it's a little too flavor text. It's not like just what it doesn't give you that top line, like what grapes are in this, how much alcohol is in it.
Are they going to link to your podcast?
I assume they will. I mean, this is most people who are drinking this thing are podcast listeners. They've come over, you know, they stayed subscribed to the feed after the beer podcast, and
right,
then they
tuned in.
Yeah.
They've re-listened to that 11 times now.
Right. That was very well poured, Lewis.
Yeah, nice.
So
better than me.
Ooh, very cherry or something.
I feel like this is
a little
light looking.
A lot of fruit on the nose.
Color-wise.
I feel like this one has more like.
Oh, there's hella fruit on the nose, yeah. Isn't there?
Whoa.
A lot of cherry.
Whoa.
I kind of dig it.
All right, let's take a break. Come back with our ratings.
Okay.
That's right. Okay, we're back, and we are talking about Let Good Be.
Let Good Be.
Sicilian organic red wine, red blend. Well, okay, I mean, my advice on Let Good Be is Let Good Be on the shelf. It's fine there. It's too sweet for me. I do like that it's organic, but, you know, you don't really need to drink this unless you're down to juice boxes and flat Sprite.
Damn,
I'm going to give it 1 JB.
Oof.
Pretty harsh.
You know what? I agree with Sarah. I think it is too sweet. It is sweetly acidic, yet chapped at the finish. Like that volcanic soil got into the texture, so it's a bit sandpapery on the way down.
Yeah.
It just like scrapes that inside. It's like on the way down in your throat. So no, I don't love it. And I feel like it also falls flat. I feel like mm-hmm. organic wines, I've had quite a few of them, they usually have a story to tell. They're usually really interesting and dynamic and totally different than many other wines that you experience on the market. And yet here this one is, and it's, I wrote, let the good be in the barrel longer.
There you go. Let the good be in the barrel.
Okay.
In the, yeah. On the shelf, in the barrel.
Wherever. It just needs to, it needs to not be in my glass.
Yeah.
I also gave it one jingle
yeah.
bell.
Okay. Mm. Yeah.
Brutal.
Yep.
Thinking about this one, I think context is really everything. If I were being generous, I would say it had some minerality from the volcanic soil, and if I were feeling critical, I might call it green or leafy. It's definitely fruit forward. I get a lot of strawberry jam. I wrote kiwi. It's not. It doesn't have any body. If it had any body or texture, I might describe it as syrupy and too sweet, but it doesn't taste sugary. It's just all of the fruit. It's very fruit forward, very light notes of sweet fruits. I think this wine would make a really, on a hot day, would make a lovely spritz with a little bit of soda water and some Campari. I might okay. even drink this on the porch with ice cubes.
Yeah.
However, in context, it was put in an Advent box that's designed to be drunk in December. When it's dark and cold and I'm not on the porch drinking iced wine, so...
Speak for yourself.
I am. I can only speak for myself, Jeremy. Give me until day 6 or 7, then I might start speaking for you, too. I gave it 2 jingle bells. This is not a wine for me.
I mean, I think I like it more than the rest of you. I mean, this wine, it's a precocious little bastard. It's very young, very fruity, and if I didn't know this was an Italian wine, I would have thought this was New World just because of how fruity it was. I would have thought this was some, like, California thing. But I don't dislike it. I like how much, like, Bing cherry you get from it. And, like...
You do get a lot of cherry.
Whatever its shortcomings, I kind of dig that. I don't think it's too sweet, or to the extent that it is too sweet, that's counteracted by that kind of bitter finish, that tannicness there. I don't know. I'm going to give this guy, 3 jingle bells, because I think it's, I'm enjoying it. Tastes kind of like a fun young cab.
Fun young cab.
Yeah. Look, I like them young.
I pay him more as a Pinot.
What did you just say?
A Pinot.
No.
What did you think I said?
I pay a Marzipino. Which, to my awareness, it means nothing.
Okay. You know what? As we go, I think these reviews are just going to get spicier and spicier.
Yeah. Okay, so that is an average of 1.75. JB.
Oof. I feel like it deserves better.
Not loved.
That is our lowest wine so far.
Oh, worse than the Pinot Grigio?
Yeah.
That one was trash.
You gave it a pretty good rating, though.
2.
Did you give it 3 stars?
I gave it 2. I gave it my lowest rating ever. That's the only one I haven't given 3. Are you going to read the thing, Sarah?
Okay, yes. I guess it's time to close out. Adventures in Wine Tasting is the unofficial companion podcast to the 2023 Wine Advent Calendar from Costco and is in no way endorsed by, affiliated with, maintained, authorized, or sponsored by the World of Wonderful Wine Calendar or Costco Wholesale. All opinions expressed therein are those of Sarah Bishop, Jeremy Mullis, and/or their guests. The World of Wonderful Wine Calendar and Costco Wholesale.